And that will reduce the state income tax and increase sales tax to offset the income tax reduction. So the legislature came along and said, we're going to put this on the ballot. We're not going to really explain how it works. We're going to let the people vote yes or no, and then we'll come back and possibly fix it. Now, that's a layman's view of how this amendment is. Possibly wrong, possibly right. But what it does is fair ballot language says that it would reduce and eliminate the individual income tax based on revenue growth, reduce personal property taxes and other local taxes when local revenues increase. Well, what if they don't increase? It will reduce or require any increase in sales tax or expansion of the sales tax base to offset by a reduction of the income tax rate and preserve local funding for public schools.